Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 9th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. The European Commission put forth proposals which could lead to gig workers across the European Union gaining legal protection similar to traditional employees, including a minimum wage, paid leave, unemployment and illness benefits, pensions, and collective bargaining. The Commission also aims to increase transparency over how employees are managed by algorithm, including the right for workers to contest algorithm-based decisions. The proposal will be debated by the European Parliament and Council, then would have to be adopted as law by individual member states. During CEO Adam Mosseri's testimony before Congress on Wednesday, he stressed, "Keeping kids safe online is not just about one company," calling for industry-wide solutions and standards. He also announced Instagram's next quarter community standards report will be independently audited by Ernst & Young. Mosseri did not commit to permanently ending the paused plan to create a kids' Instagram for those under 13. After the hearing, Instagram announced new ways to view your feed starting early next year. In a tweet, Instagram.com stated, "We've been experimenting with favorites, a way for you to decide whose posts you want to see higher up, and we're working on another option to see posts from people you follow in chronological order." Instagram removed the ability to browse a chronological feed back in 2016. Apple has been granted a delay to implement changes to the App Store's payment system to allow third-party payments, thanks to their appeal receiving approval by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. This stay of the original order does not apply to the requirement forcing Apple to allow communicating with customers through points of contact obtained voluntarily from customers through account registration within the app. Changes to the App Store payment system will be allowed to wait until the appeals process completes, which may take over a year. WhatsApp announced a limited test for U.S. users to be able to transfer cryptocurrency with a Novi digital wallet. There are no added fees for sending or receiving money on WhatsApp, including no fees to keep a balance or transfer money to bank accounts. The test may be expanded to other countries in the future. Amazon has been fined $1.2 billion by Italian antitrust regulators for abusing market dominance by promoting fulfillment by Amazon, its own logistics service. The regulator claimed companies had to use FBA to access key benefits like Prime delivery and the ability to participate in Black Friday sales, considered crucial for success on the Amazon marketplace. Amazon called the fine unjustified and disproportionate and will appeal. Amazon added how third-party sellers can use their seller-fulfilled Prime service, which gives them access to Prime without requiring FBA. Kickstarter announced the development of an open-source protocol that will essentially create a decentralized version of Kickstarter's core functionality, living on a public blockchain and enabling everyone, including competitors in the crowdfunding space, to use or build upon it. The protocol will be built on Celo, an open-source blockchain using proof of stake. Kickstarter expects to move its site over in 2022. After 25 years, Amazon will shut down the long-running web ranking site Alexa.com, which analyzes web traffic and lists the most popular sites, with the subscription version adding detailed SEO analytics and insights. Alexa.com will retire on May 1st, 2022, right after celebrating a 26th anniversary. Current subscribers will be able to access their account until the shutdown. Amazon did not give a reason for the retirement. SpaceX launched NASA's Imaging X-ray Polarimetry Explorer satellite. Announced in 2017, the satellite is the first able to measure the polarization of cosmic X-rays from neutron stars and black holes. The company used a previously flown Falcon 9 rocket for the launch, and the rocket's first stage will attempt to land on SpaceX's drone ship, Just Read the Instructions, after delivering the IXPE. And yesterday, Ubisoft announced it was getting into NFTs. Ubisoft Quartz allows people to buy artificially scarce digital items using cryptocurrency. Ubisoft noted it would have no power to reverse or cancel transactions and no liability for claims or damages due to blockchain functionality. Though YouTube removed the public-facing dislike count, it can still be viewed through workarounds like a browser plugin. The Ubisoft Quartz YouTube announcement video received over 24,000 dislikes compared to 1,000 likes before the company unlisted it. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.